Welcome back to our credit mini-series with KPMG. This is Sam Riesenberg, and I'm joined today with Paul Kunkel, a director in our financial products group in Washington National Tax, who's an expert on all things credit-related. So, Paul, I think we're going to talk today a little bit about withholding tax and interest, and maybe you can kick this off by letting us know, when would we expect withholding tax to arise on interest payments?
Thanks, Sam. Interest withholding on interest payments applies to U.S. source interest payments that are not effectively connected income for the creditor. So if they're effectively connected, then they're supposed to be subject to net income taxation. But if the instrument is, say, held by, say, an offshore credit fund, which takes the view it's not engaged in U.S. trade or business, and it gets a payment of U.S. source interest, say, on a corporate bond from a U.S. borrower that it holds, yes, that interest payment would be subject to 30% withholding at source unless some kind of reduction in rate or exception applies.
And so could you talk a little bit about what do we do with discount? Because some loans obviously aren't paying interest. So when do we withhold on discount?
Sure. The withholding regulations do explicitly say that even though OID is supposed to be accrued currently for the creditor, the withholding doesn't apply unless and until it's actually paid. So the withholding would be set off against the payment rather than the accrual.
Okay. And I know that you had a great prior podcast on significant modifications. What happens if we do a significant modification of a debt instrument? What would happen to the interest payment at that time from a withholding tax perspective?
There might be some different views about that, but to the extent that the new instrument is deemed to be used to pay accrued and unpaid interest, OID, some withholding supposedly should apply at that point. It raises an interesting question, which I don't think is explicitly addressed in the regulations, which is how does the withholding agent actually withhold on property rather than cash, which is paid? So I think that same problem arises in different contexts in the withholding rules.
And would we expect a different answer if it actually qualified as a recapitalization following the significant modification? I would have thought so, but wanted to see if you had thoughts on that. I know that it gets into these esoteric issues, right? So
yes, yeah. It's still a payment, but it's a non-recognition event generally. Actually, you've asked me a question, Sam. I'm not sure what the answer to that is.
I think it's one of those open questions. But
people might take different views.
For sure. So you talked about exceptions and reductions. Could you talk a little bit about exceptions you would normally see applying?
Sure. One exception which can apply, which perhaps in the credit fund universe does not typically hold, is that if the foreign person can take advantage of an income tax treaty with the U.S., the treaty might say, oh, U.S. source interest payments, the withholding rate is reduced maybe to, 10% or 15% or whatever, or maybe eliminated completely from the 30% default rate. Apart from that, a rule which an offshore fund, even if it's not located in a treaty jurisdiction, can often make use of is the so-called portfolio interest exception, which says that if interest income is paid on a debt obligation, which is in quotes registered form, and that's defined for tax purposes, and the holder provides a properly completed U.S. withholding form, in this case it would be some kind of W-8 form, then generally interest on that registered obligation is not subject to the 30% withholding tax. Now, there are a few exceptions to that exemption, certain kinds of contingent interest, say, which are based upon the borrower's profits or look kind of dividend-like, are excluded from the exemption. And also, a creditor who is a 10% or greater equity holder in the U.S. borrower cannot make use of the exemption at all.
That's great. Paul, really appreciate it. And audience, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy this series. And if you do, maybe check out a couple of our other podcasts. This is Sam and Paul Kunkel. Thank you very much. Have a good day.